Arizona News Roundup. 25 fugitives are in custody following a week-long roundup in Yavapai County, and YCSO spokesman Dwight Devlin urges other fugitives to give themselves up.
We would encourage those that have these warrants to beat us to the punch and turn themselves in, basically. But if not, we'll be on the hunt at some point in the future.
Meanwhile, search continues for 21-year-old Christopher Ayers, who kidnapped his 1-year-old son yesterday after holding two women hostage at gunpoint.
I actually blindfolded them and then called his ex-girlfriend and said that if he didn't get to talk to her, that he would shoot the two women as well as their son, the 1-year-old son of his, which was in the vehicle as well.
Phoenix Police spokesman Sergeant Tommy Thompson. And Arizona executed its fourth inmate of the year, Samuel Lopez, put to death this morning for the brutal slaying of a woman nearly three decades ago. Arizona News Radio.
This check of York Haven X traffic, a service of the village. In 4 o'clock hour, look for a wreck westbound loop 101 at Cave Creek. Also, we have another wreck westbound I-10, Jackrabbit Trail. That is in lieu of a vehicle on fire. That's right, a barbecue westbound I-10, this one at 59th Avenue. It's time for free pie. Yep, it's Pie Rush Wednesday at Village Inn. Come in today from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and get a free slice of double crust fruit pie or lemon supreme pie with dine-in purchase. Pie Rush Wednesday only at Village Inn. Here's your Wednesday FOFO.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Well, we flirted with the monsoon the past several afternoons and evenings, but now that's going to go away for a while, and we won't see any dust or thunderstorms for at least a week. Hot temperatures, though, 111 tomorrow, 113 Friday and Saturday, 110 on Sunday. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently, we're at 108 degrees here in Midtown. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where even the chaff is wheat, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? Finding discounts means clipping coupons. False. By sitting down with a farmer's agent, you'll get access to discounts that could save you hundreds on home and auto insurance. If you said true, put down the scissors and start saving on more than just canned yams.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
To speak with a farmer's agent in your community, call 888-96-FARMERS.
811, know what's below. 811,
what is he going on about? That song is driving me crazy.
Today at school, one of his friends told him about Call Before You Dig. You know, 811.
Right. Utility lines can be buried in yards, under streets, alleys, even beneath vacant land. It's dangerous and possibly very expensive to hit one of those lines. Calling 811 gets your utility lines marked for free.
811, know what's below. 811, know what's below.
You're starting to sound like him.
811, know what's below.
Oh, brother.
Your safety is our priority at Southwest Gas.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. This is Legalese, where the law is always on your side. Now introducing your host, a longtime veteran of the courts, Dennis Willinchek.
This is Dennis Willinchek and Jack Willinchek on Legalese, and brought to you every Wednesday from 4 to 5 on KFNX, Independent Talk Radio, 1100. And our number here, if you want to call in today, is 277-KFNX. That's 5369. And those of you who are driving your car, be careful. But today we have on Will Cardin again. And Will has been on our show before, and I'm thrilled to have him back because we've been following this exciting race for Senate, which is going on between Will and Jeff Flake, who's the current congressman. And we have had Jeff Flake on the show before for an hour, but he declined, from what my producer tells me, to be on today with us for whatever reasons. Will, on the other hand, I will say, is a guy who is out there. He is trying hard and frankly impresses me as a guy who really wants the job and believes he can handle it and is doing it for all the right reasons. So welcome again with us this week, Will.
Yes, thank you very much. It's absolutely great to be with you.
Pleased to have you. And you know, as I said to our audience, you know, I've got to say I've been impressed with your drive, desire, whatever you want to call it. I assume you've done this in business, I know, but now you're transferring into a whole other realm in politics. You've been successful in one world. You know, strangely enough, by the way, while I'm on that, I read today in the paper, I don't know if you saw this, that Mitt Romney's business background, strangely enough, is with many voters more so than not an impediment, it said in the articles I read today. More people have a problem with his business background and don't like it than do, significantly more. And I was kind of shocked by that, to read that, because I guess what's happening is Obama's trying to paint him as a guy that, you know, bought and sold companies and, you know, basically dismantled them and that kind of thing. And he's running a lot of ads around the country. But your business background, turning to you, is a story of success. And I got to tell you personally, before we get into it, that I was just talking to a guy and is involved in real estate, owns some shopping centers, who said that you have or even a partner of his in some shopping center, and had nothing but high praise for you for what it's worth, and I think it's worth a lot. Said you were a great partner and an honorable guy. So I hear nothing but good things, honestly. And so how are you doing all that? I mean, how do you get by being such a nice guy and being in politics? It's kind of hard to believe.
You know, you don't be a politician. That's what I think. And that's I got to tell you, that's why I think Mitt Romney's the right guy right now. Those people are misguided who say, well, he's a businessman. That's exactly what we need.
Yeah.
We've had too many people go back to Washington, D.C. who don't think that government should be run like a business, and look at where we are.
Yeah. It's kind of scary that they paint him as a guy that, notwithstanding his success, or they're turning it into a negative.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like they were comparing it to John Kerry, and, you know, his military background should have been a positive, you would think, but the way the whole thing turned around, you know, the craziness of politics, it turned out to be a negative.
I think in the end, though, once people get to know Mitt Romney and know his business background, that's for sure going to be a positive. I mean, this is a different year. This is a time when we all understand that if we don't make some changes this year, if we don't start sending some business people back there to get things in order, we are in big trouble.
Well, one of the things that I saw was people over 45 in particular strongly believe that we're headed in the wrong direction, which is an interesting sign that caught my eye. You know, younger people aren't so sure, but people, you know, over 45, it said, are definitely convinced we're in the wrong direction.
People with the experience to know.
Exactly. So tell me now, I assume you agree with that statement, even though maybe you're not 45 yet, but
42. I do agree with the statement.
Okay. Well, assuming that we're talking with Will Cardin, running for Senate, and what can be done to turn this around, in your opinion, and how can you contribute to it?
Well, the first thing you just talked about, we need to send more common sense business people back to D.C. who've actually done some things, actually created jobs. If the issue is jobs in the economy, which it is right now in Arizona,
Yeah. We've
got to send some people back with experience. To not do that is equivalent of saying, you know, we're going to give all of our children to someone who's never had a child before, never been a parent, and say, here, you're the world's best parent. We've got to send some people with some experience who've balanced budgets, who've made payroll. And we need to align the interests of people back in Washington, D.C. with us, with the voters.
Mm-hmm.
It's the time has passed where it should be a cushy job to go back to Washington, D.C. and represent us. It should be a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
We've got to get rid of government pension funds for government, for congressmen
Yeah. And
senators. We've got to make sure they pass a balanced budget. And if they don't, they don't get paid just like they do in the real world, just like
Yeah. We
do here. We've got to get government reined in to where it's not spending more than it takes in, and we can't afford to wait decades to get that fixed. We've got to do that and do it now, just like you do in your family and in business. We need to get government off the backs of small businesses. We need to become competitive in this global economy again. We need to reduce tax rates. We need to get the economy going, and you can't do that with government leading the way.
Yeah. Well, unless, of course, people in government are people who do have some experience in the real world, which is why you're headed there.
Well, I think you get people with real world experience who get in there and say, get government out of the way. That's what they do when they get elected, is say, you know, government's role is to create a level playing field and then leave.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I didn't get a chance to ask you last time you were on with us. You're running, of course, in the Republican primary, and you've got your hands full with that. But what about this Carmona guy? I mean, what do we know about him? Basically, he's a guy who was very well known, I guess, back in Washington. He was, what, Surgeon General? So he has some background in medicine, obviously. Again, what does he add to the equation going back to Washington as a doctor, with all due respect to doctors? I mean, I don't even understand that, what he brings to the table.
Not much. From my understanding, again,
other than a name, which is why people are looking for him.
Yeah, another creature of Washington running for a job.
Yeah, with a name recognition, I guess that's the big deal. And anyway, let's talk directly now. I want to give you a chance before we take our break to tell our listening audience, because we have listeners that tune in and tune out in their cars and so forth. Why you and not Jeff Flake? I've asked this before on the air, but why now even more so?
For the reasons we just talked about. Number one, we need business people back in Washington, D.C. with the real world experience to get this economy going again. Second reason is we need outsiders, not insiders. Jeff Flake has become what he campaigned against in the beginning, and we need people
Where
who
is
come
he,
from
by the
outside.
Way?
It got me. You know, Congress this year works.
You've tried to debate him, right?
Yeah, we have. We've challenged him. It's been 20-some days now. We asked him to do a debate, and he won't do it.
No reasons given?
None at all.
You don't know physically where he is?
No. You know, they work in Congress an average of 2 days a week this year. It's a really hectic schedule.
So you haven't bumped into him on the campaign trail, so to speak?
You know, we have. In 11 months, I've seen him like three or four times.
And normally, tell our audience,
there's a candidate forums. They'll have candidate forums for different groups. And
is he cordial personally, or how does that go?
You know, I'm cordial to him.
Yeah.
And I think he's the same. He tries to be the same back. We don't interact that much.
Right. Right. Well, did you know him at all before?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know Jeff. He actually, when he first was running, I helped support him because he promised me he'd only serve three terms. He looked me straight in the eye and said, "I will never be a career politician."
Well, I guess that's true. He's trying for a different term, right, and something else.
Well, he broke that one 6 years ago, and now he's trying to go for another 12 to 24. And I just, he's a nice guy, but that's not what we need right now. He doesn't have a skill set. He's never had a job in the private sector. And it's interesting, this week he went on Channel 12 and was caught saying some things that are not true. And that seems to be a pattern.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. We're going to take our break in a second. But I want to come back and talk about some of the flap that I saw in the papers about something he apologized to you for. And I'm sure our listening audience doesn't focus on some of the stuff. So I want to focus us on that. And also some of the ads he's been running lately.
Sure.
Okay. Well, we're going to take our break now. Chet's giving me the sign. This is Dennis Mulinchek and Jack Mulinchek on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Is your home underwater? Do you owe more on your home than it's worth? Are you tired of making payments on an investment that may never come back? I'm JR with Realty Central. They call me the short sale king. But to be honest, you don't need me. Matter of fact, you don't need any realtor. What you need is legal advice. How about if I told you I would arrange a free legal consultation for you to meet with a law firm that specializes in underwater mortgages? They'll meet with you for free. I know you have lots of questions, like should you stop paying your mortgage? Can the bank come after you? What will happen to your credit? How about that tax law that expires at the end of this year? If you would like the free legal consultation, please call or text this number, 602-405-1011. Again, if you're upside down and would like the free legal consultation, call or text 602-405-1011, 602-405-1011, a free legal consultation for you to meet with a law firm that specializes in underwater mortgages. That's 602-405-1011.
I have the answer. Call me for this link and you will call me back. I have the answer. Who was the dynamic leader that history tells us that when he went to meet his maker, that his eyes were not dim nor his vigor abated? I have the answer. I urge you, choose science and not celebrities in your pursuit of an active lifestyle well beyond statistical predictions. I have the answer. Is your energy level low and your health insurance costs high? I have the answer. Tired of buying grocery store produce from third world countries that have been sprayed with who knows what? I have the answer. I have nutrient dense, locally grown produce, and so much more. It costs a few bucks, but it's worth $1 million. Charisma culture is our name, and applying gifts is our game. I have the answer. 602-762-2601. 602-762-2601. 602-762-2601.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
This is Dennis Mulinchek, and we're here with Jack Mulinchek, and we're here with Will Cardin, who is running for the U.S. Senate, and I frankly have to say that he's a very impressive guy. Will is a businessman. He understands at heart what it takes to run a business. He's done it successfully with his family. He's all over the state now, and he's working as hard as anybody I've ever seen. And I got to tell you this quick thing before I get back to where we were. You know, one thing that always hit me was, even in law school, I ran for student body vice president, and this lady who actually hated me in law school came up to me later and said, "You know what? You're not going to believe this, but I voted for you." And I said, "Did you really? Why?" And she said, "You know, anybody that wants it that badly, I'm going to vote for." And I have to say that, you know, it impresses me how much it appears you're out there wanting this and going for it, you know. And some guys kind of are shy about it. You're going for it. You want this. Right? I mean, you're fighting.
I do, but I don't want it for me.
I know. I agree.
I have five kids that are 12 and under. We have a saying in our family: cardinals leave things better than they find them. And I'm really scared. I'm running scared.
No, but it's good.
It is. It's the only way. We have to have people do that right now. We have to have real world people do it, not the people that were there.
Well, you know, I've always said, if you fight a good fight, you never have anything to be ashamed of or look back on. Okay, you're fighting a good fight. You believe in what you're telling us, which is that we need to do something about the economy. We need to change this thing around. We need people in Congress that are supporters of that, so that hopefully when we change this president, we're going to be able to have people that can vote for things and get things passed, right?
That's right. And get rid of some things that were passed.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's come back to – and, I'm unabashedly not an Obama fan, as anyone can tell. And it's not because I dislike the guy personally or anything. I just think he's the wrong guy for the job. But
I agree.
Yeah. But anyway, let's come back to where we were before the break with Will Cardin. We're talking about some of these ads that Jeff Flake is running and some of the apologies he's been making. Why don't you educate our listening audience on, first of all, what was this apology about? What did he do that required him to apologize? Because it sounded like he had some egg on his face.
Well, Congressman Flake put out an ad accusing me of committing a crime of tax evasion and put out a company saying it never paid its taxes that I had nothing to do with. And then he came back and frankly, Dennis, I'm a little upset because it was a backhanded apology. He apologized on Facebook. And as you know, I'm not a fan of his Facebook page.
Right.
So I didn't see it. I heard from somebody else, but, came back and said, you know, I apologize, Will. It was this mistake. But then he goes on to say this mistake happened because of this, which was also false. So, you know, he seems to be very desperate to stay in office. Yeah. And it's sad when someone will do anything to stay in office. That's not the reason to run. The reason to run is to be a public servant. And so for me, this election just gets past Jeff Flake. It's more about putting a statesman and stewards back in Washington, D.C. who are willing to work really hard and then come back home and live under the laws that they pass.
You know, and that's why I want to say this, because it seems like I'm not trying to say this to harm him either, but it seems like he's unavailable. He's not out there. Ads are one thing to run on TV. You've run many yourself, but you're out there. You're available to people. And I think that's the biggest thing that people want is to know that they have. In fact, I was just talking to some guy about this today, actually, at lunch. We were talking about the old days, and we were talking actually about sports heroes, actually.
Yeah.
Because the guy I was with was a former athlete, professional football player. And he said, you know, one of the things that bothers him as a former professional athlete, when he was growing up, guys would give you autographs. They would be accessible. They lived in the community. They basically were people that you saw walking down the street. Today, these guys live in cocoons, and you can't go up to them. You don't even see them. You don't know them. And if you do, there's some handler there to push you aside. And I think the same is true in politics, don't you? The whole idea of sending people back to Congress was to have them represent the interests of people and come back and be in the community and talk, right? Where did that get lost?
You're so right on.
Where did that get lost somehow? They become Washingtonians.
Well, it got lost along the way when I think their motivations and their incentives got misaligned.
Yeah.
And now they go back to collect a pension, and they go back to pump up their own ego, and they go back because it's a better job for them than what the alternative is.
And we put up with this.
We do, and we've got to stop because it's destroying. The American dream is destroying this country. Yeah, you're exactly right. We've got to get back to the basics. I'm a big football. I played football for Bill Walsh, so I'm a big football fan. And Vince Lombardi, I love. He used to, you know, start off every season holding up a football, saying, "Gentlemen, this is a football."
Right.
And then he explained the basics, and he'd get back, you know, explain the dimensions of the football field, and he'd say, "In football, we block and we tackle." Now these are grown men who played football their whole life,
right.
And he did that because he understood a fundamental value in life or a fundamental theme in life, which is you have to go back to basics every now and then. And we've gotten away from that.
And nobody's too big to learn something fundamental.
Right. We all put our pants on one leg at a time. And especially if you're applying for a job, you'd better be accessible to people. You'd better be accessible to shareholders, which is exactly what if you're a congressman or a senator, you need to be responsible to the citizens of Arizona, and you need to be available to them and be listening to them. Have an open door policy and an open mind.
You know, I agree with everything you said, and I think we have to somehow bring back this love of our country that somehow has also gotten lost. I was watching yesterday on TV, you know, the MacArthur movie, mm-hmm. and at the end he talks about, you know, duty, honor, country, and it really moved me to listen to that, because, you know, there's some fundamentals, as you say, some basics that we sort of lose sight of, you know, as we get older and get involved in business and making a living and everything else. But really, we're all Americans. We all have to treat each other as Americans. That's a fundamental thing that we've somehow forgotten, you know. And the honor of being selected to go back to Washington is great. But you also, I think, have to recognize that why you're getting that honor.
The duty.
Yeah. And I think that's what people don't get somehow. And I have to say, from what I've seen, and that's why I'm really happy you're with us, and our listeners have an opportunity to hear you, because you are a guy that not only wants the job, but wants it for all the right reasons, as you said. I sense in you that you're really committed to doing the right thing, to, you know, going back there and serving the interests of Arizona. And look, Arizona's taken a lot of knocks, right?
Sure have.
Which, by the way, let's talk about real quickly.
By the way, Dennis, I just appreciate you saying that. But I'm a guy, words are cheap, actions count more.
Agree.
And so that's why I am working harder than anyone in this Senate election, because I think you have to earn it.
You are.
And you can't earn it by talking about it or by spending money on it.
No, you're out there.
You
got to
earn it by actually doing the deed.
And meeting people. You know, let's talk about, while we have a chance here before the next break, about what's going on, speaking of Arizona and the needs of Arizona, what's going on with SB 1070, what's going to happen with this health care reform. I didn't get a chance today because I was caught up in a hearing all day. I assume there's been no ruling on that yet, Jack. Did you see anything?
I didn't see anything.
Yeah. So we're going to get that ruling probably tomorrow or the next day. So take a few minutes and tell us your thoughts on the SB 1070 ruling. There's a lot of controversy about that, and also about the health care.
Yeah, I think the federal government has totally fallen down on the job on the SB 1070 ruling. Not only have they, I think, done some things that are just unconstitutional. I loved if you read Justice Scalia's comments about how, and I'll murder these, but he does it much more articulately than I do. But he said if any state was part of the original constitutional convention, they would have run out the door seeing a ruling like this. They've hamstrung.
Well, let me interrupt you. You know, one of his big things I remember in the argument was that he was repeatedly asking the government's lawyer, I mean, what is wrong with a state controlling its borders? Is there something inherently wrong with that?
Especially when it costs them, when it has an economic, a social, a criminal, all kinds of impacts on that state, and the federal government isn't standing up and doing anything about it. Yeah. And now it's worse.
Were you disappointed by the ruling?
Very much, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad they upheld the one thing they did, and I'm very disappointed that the Obama administration decided to legislate from the presidency, which I think is unconstitutional. I think immigration is how this country is built,
right?
Legal immigration. And one of the reasons, if not the principal reason, people come here is because of the rule of law, because we don't pick and choose laws. And now we are demeaning our society and lowering the bar because we have certain elements of government say, well, we'll enforce that law, but we won't enforce this law, or we'll just go around you. Make a law, we'll do this. That's what happens in third world countries, and
it's a process. It has to be honest.
That's right, and we're going down. If you want to destroy this country and take it down to a third world country, go ahead and continue doing that.
Yeah,
that destroys trust, and that's hard to build back up. By the way,
well, you know, one of the things we're veering a little bit, but one of the things that's okay. One of the things we've been following, as you know, is this Fast and Furious thing. We were on top of that right from the beginning, and outraged by it, and now it's become a big national story. But what are your thoughts on that whole mess?
Oh, I'm very glad you took that in the beginning, and it's appalling it's appalling that it's taken this long.
We had some of the original ATF guys that were on that before it was a national story.
You know, it's again government not being held accountable, and that's why in my race here, I think we need to hold Jeff Flake accountable. That's why I run ads. When I run ads, they're issue based ads. And I'm going to educate voters as to Jeff Flake's record. They're not personal attacks like the attacks that have been done against me. But they're issue-based. Here's the issue. Here's where you are on the issue. Here's where I am on the issue.
Well, let's talk about that. I'm glad you came back to that. We're talking with Will Cardin running for Senate. I just saw an ad probably yesterday that was run against you, and basically it almost looks like a cartoon, and it basically says you're not conservative enough. Now, you know, that kind of stuff just is silly to me. I mean, that's where we come down to. But what does that even mean?
Well, it's a Washington special interest group that's come into this state and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I noticed it wasn't the Flay campaign that ran it.
Well, it's he's being investigated for coordination with that group right now. Which is illegal, by the way.
Right.
But it's an ad that's a complete lie and completely false. The tax they're talking about, I've never been an elected official, so I don't know how I'm responsible for a tax. The tax they're talking about was a referendum proposed by the Republican legislature, put on the ballot and voted on by the people to renew an existing transportation sales tax.
What did you have to do with it?
I came out and said, you know, we have to do this to build infrastructure in this valley because our guys like Jeff Flake aren't doing what they need to do, and we're sending our transportation dollars back to Washington, D.C.
And that's considered not conservative.
Yeah, so it was a pre-existing 20-year sales tax. It's just a complete lie. And then the second one's even worse. They talk about membership in a group called the Urban Land Institute, which is a not-for-profit, and it's a 30,000-member organization. And they've gone and picked some obscure person in the Urban Land Institute that said something, some crazy comment, and said, oh, well, he said that, so Will must be for that. It'd be the equivalent. It's even better if I just go back and say, well, there's a 435-member group that Jeff Flake's a part of, and therefore he's for Obamacare. He's responsible for every dollar of $16 trillion in debt, and he's responsible
for
every tax increase. It's just they're lies.
All right. Well, yeah, I hear you. Look, we have to take our news break right now, but this is Dennis Wilenchek and Jack Wilenchek with Will Cardin running for Senate and on 1100 KFNX. We'll be back after these news breaks.
News Radio, I'm Veronica Dela Cruz. A highway bill that could put a lot of people to work appears to be a step closer to passing, following a compromise on Capitol Hill. NBC's Luke Russer.
Republicans were not able to get the Keystone Pipeline in the transportation bill, but they were able to get a permitting process with less environmental red tape. Democrats weren't able to get everything they wanted, but they were able to sort of get Keystone away from it.
There's also word of a possible deal on the issue of student loan rates, which are set to double on Saturday without congressional action. Both sides are eagerly awaiting a Supreme Court decision tomorrow on whether President Obama's health care overhaul will stand. NBC's Pete Williams says it all comes down to how the court feels about the personal mandate that requires people to purchase health insurance coverage.
If it finds the mandate is constitutional, game over. If it finds the mandate is unconstitutional, then it must answer the other question, how much of the law will fall with the mandate? Can any of it be salvaged?
It was an update on Wall Street. The Dow rose by 92 points. This is NBC News Radio.
Arizona News Roundup. 25 fugitives are in custody following a week-long roundup in Yavapai County, and YCSO spokesman Dwight Devlin urges other fugitives to give themselves up.
We would encourage those that have these warrants to beat us to the punch and turn themselves in, basically. But if not, we'll be on the hunt at some point in the future.
Meanwhile, search continues for 21-year-old Christopher Ayers, who kidnapped his 1-year-old son yesterday after holding two women hostage at gunpoint.
And actually blindfolded them and then called his ex-girlfriend and said that if he didn't get to talk to her, that he would shoot the two women as well as their son, the 1-year-old son of his, which was in the vehicle as well.
Phoenix Police spokesman Sergeant Tommy Thompson. And Arizona executed its fourth inmate of the year, Samuel Lopez, put to death this morning for the brutal slaying of a woman nearly three decades ago. Arizona News Radio.
This check of your KFNX traffic is a service of the 99 cent only stores. Look for an accident Chandler Heights Road at Gilbert. Also, we have a wreck northbound I-17 at the Carefree Highway. Look for another accident westbound I-10 at Queen Creek. We also have a collision westbound I-10 west of Cave Creek. Dive into summer savings with the help of the 99 cent only stores. Pick up colorful sand buckets with shovels, toy water guns, and beach balls for only 99.99 cents each. Here is your Wednesday forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Well, we flirted with the monsoon the past several afternoons and evenings, but now that's going to go away for a while, and we won't see any dust or thunderstorms for at least a week. Hot temperatures, though, 111 tomorrow, 113 Friday and Saturday, 110 on Sunday. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Thanks, Jimmy. Currently we're at 109 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds. You are up to date.
If you're one of the 15 million people who want to be free from chronic pain, then you need to experience The Joint, the chiropractic place, the new revolution in chiropractic care. Feel better with no appointments or insurance hassles with four visits for just $49 a month. Visit us today because when you're in pain, you want relief now.
On the southwest corner of Scottsdale and Shea in the Fresh and Easy Plaza.
For more information or to locate a clinic near you, visit us online at thejoint.com.
This is Ron Sherman for Pure Ion. Now that's a name you've never heard before, but let me tell you, Pure Ion is the economical way to keep your pool water clean and healthy without using chlorine or harmful chemicals. Pure Ion is a must in commercial pools and hospitals, as well as private backyard pools like yours. The Pure Ion system simplifies pool maintenance. It uses sanitizing ions, which are injected into your pool. These ions are 100% active, controlling bacteria and algae while balancing the pH level and alkalinity. There's no salt, no residue, just beautiful, clear, clean water. Check out Pure Ion at pureionh2o.com. That's pureionh2o.com. Check out the revolutionary system that I use in my pool. For pure, clean water, check out pureionh2o.com. That's pureionh2o.com.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey is proud to present Dragons, an all-new family event unlike anything you've ever experienced. For the first time in history, the legend of the dragon meets the magnificence of the circus in what can only be found at the greatest show on earth. Experience the ultimate in non-stop thrills, excitement, and fun at this once-in-a-lifetime event. Make family time legendary. Get your tickets today. Kids' tickets are $10 to select performances. Restrictions and fees may apply. Dragons arrives in Phoenix this week at the U.S. Airways Center.
And this is Dennis Wolchek and Jack Wolchek on Legalese every Wednesday from 4 to 5. And we have Will Cardin, who's running for the U.S. Senate on our show. And those of you who are listening to us have heard Will on the air before with us. I'm really pleased that he's the kind of guy that comes back. He pays attention to his constituents, not even formally constituents yet, but people in the community. And he's out there talking to people, shaking hands. And as I said, I just have to admire the desire and the attitude. And you know, Will, we were talking off the air about some of these politicians. Our producer, I won't quote it exactly, handed me something, and you. Congressional exit interview sponsored by Bloomberg Businessweek. Apparently, one of the congressmen from back east, Gary Ackerman, I think is his name, is leaving and sort of echoes some of the thoughts you have without some of the words. But it basically says Washington attracts some of the brightest people in the country, said Representative Ackerman, who's leaving. And then they become, I'll say, jerks, okay? I won't say the word that he used. He says society's changed. The public is to blame as well. I think the people have gotten dumber. I don't know that I would have said that out loud pre my announcement. Have we all gotten dumber, or have we just gotten numbed to a lot of the same old thing?
I don't think people have gotten dumber. People, I think, are pretty smart, actually, as I travel around and talk to them. I think they're tired. They're fed up. They think they can't make a difference. They have been seen so many people make so many promises and then not deliver that they've become exactly like you say, numb.
Yeah.
And the problem is they don't know where to look for a solution. And so as a result, when you don't know what to do, you just kind of tune out and say, I'll defer that to later on. And when I have a real strong opinion, then I'll get involved. And they're a very small group that does have a real strong opinion. But the majority just kind of numb out and say, you know, I hope the rest of them make a good choice.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, because obviously you're living this every day, how you get people excited and galvanized about a change. Now, they did that with Obama. They thought he was going to bring a change. That's what got him elected. But we don't see any change. So I think that's why I say people tend to, you know, be a little skeptical now. Now, off the air, you were talking about some of the reforms that need to be made in Washington, even as to the individuals themselves, their attitude, the fact that they're not in touch with reality, right?
Yeah, that's the reason to go out and be all over the place. It's the difference. It's in business. It's the difference between management by edict and management by walking around.
Yeah.
And if you're not walking around on the factory floor talking to everybody, if you're not walking around in the business and seeing what's going on, you're out of touch pretty soon.
Yeah.
And that's what we have. We have people get elected and then think they become stars and get nice articles written about them. And I get on the TV show and they forget what they're there for. And they forget to stay in touch with the people that got them elected and really
how
matter.
How do you keep yourself grounded?
I go around and talk to a lot of people. Mm. That's it. I mean, I love that.
What about your family? They keep you grounded?
They definitely do. Having five kids.
Kids can do that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I just every day I'm vertical, it's a good day.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of high expectations of myself in life. I just work really hard.
And don't then, look back. Don't
no, no regrets. Guess. No regrets. Kind of take today for today and tomorrow for tomorrow.
Yeah. I just read that somewhere, and I think it helps a lot. I'm trying to remember now who said it, but the point was is that, you know, you just can't look back. You just got to move forward every day, and whatever you've accomplished or done, it just doesn't mean anything. It's history.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's in the past, you know?
I had a friend who said, you know, lots of people say, I should have done this or should have done that. And they said, you know, don't should all over yourself.
Right, right. It's a good one. I'll remember that one. But it's true. I mean, really, whatever you've done in the past really doesn't mean much. It's history. You know, whatever accolades, whatever, it doesn't mean anything. Every day you got to wake up and fight and get up early and look forward to the day, right?
That's right. Yeah. And it's not a competition with anybody else. It's a competition with yourself. Did you live up to your performance, the best you could do that day? And if so, great. And did you help somebody else? If you think about it, at the end of the day, I've had this drilled into my head. All you have here on this life is a stewardship. You came in with nothing. You're going to leave with nothing. And so
true.
What did you do to help someone else out? Because in the end, when they're putting your body in a box down underneath the earth, most people, what they really care about is kindness.
Yeah.
You know, what did you do to help someone else and make someone else's life better?
Right.
That's what really matters. They don't, you know. I remember, what's the story of the guy who said, yeah, bury me with all my money, and so his wife wrote a check and put it on the casket. down
it was never cash.
That's right.
Yeah, I get it. Right,
not at all.
Right. Yeah, you can't take it with you, and it really doesn't mean anything anyway in the end, whatever you have.
It's a tool. It can do a lot of good if you use it to do good, and it can canker you if you use it to do things that are just selfish.
Yeah, it's very, very well said. Very well said. And so what would you want people to say about you after your first 6 years in office?
That he got the job done, that he actually paid attention, that it was selfless service, that he worked harder than anyone they've ever seen do it, and he got some results. Again, being a football guy, I like to see people who talk with their pads, not with their mouth. Who actually, you know, perform?
Get in there and
yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I really measure things. And then I'd also like to see I like the vision of having people back in Washington, D.C. you actually can look back up to, just like the founding fathers. I mean, the congressional approval now is down to, what, 9% now?
Yeah,
it's the lowest it's ever been. But there was a point in time where you looked up to people who went back there saying
right. They're
selfless. They did things for others. They didn't do it for themselves.
Well, I mean, one of my favorite movies, I'm sure yours too, if you've seen it, is Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. I'm sure you remember
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah, Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart, yeah. And, you know, a great movie about just what we're talking about, a guy who basically has ideals and lives up to them and isn't going to change for anybody. And, you know, that's all you can have in this world, right? That's the most important thing.
I'm a real optimist. That's what this country's about. That's why we root for the underdog. That's why we love seeing, you know, the BCS go by the wayside right now to where we have a playoff system, because we like to see people compete and perform. And we like to see guys who are not expected to win. That's the American dream. We like to see guys who really try.
That is a good point. You are such a guy, frankly. You came from really no background in politics that I know of. And out of nowhere, basically, suddenly you're running. And frankly,
thanks for the compliment.
No, it's true. But I got to say this. And frankly, when you started out, I didn't know who you were. And I said, I think even to Jack here, who is this guy? And why does he think he can beat Jeff Flake? I mean, this guy's like pretty well known and stuff. I didn't think anybody would take him on. And the fact that you did really does engender in people, you know, are rooting for you because you're trying something that's very difficult. He's an established politician, and God knows it's difficult to take those guys down, notwithstanding everything you're saying. Look at what just happened with Orrin Hatch. Orrin Hatch had a very credible candidate going after him. But you know what? If you took a look at it, Orrin Hatch, you know what he spent on his primary campaign? Take a wild guess. $10 million on a primary campaign. That's a lot of money. And you know what his opponent spent? That was actually a great candidate, but $600,000. There's no way the guy could win. It's just money.
Yeah, it's become an incumbent's game, which is, again, I
that's why, because they collect the money.
That's right.
You're not going to let that happen, right?
No. I issued Jeff Flake a challenge 90 days ago of let's not let Washington special interest groups come in and try and buy this election in this state. He wouldn't respond to that. And as a result, he's taken millions of dollars from Washington special interest groups.
Well, you know, I don't have a single dollar. All incumbents generally do. I mean, frankly.
Well, it's interesting. It's not good. Yeah. And the Club for Growth that's running his ads, he agrees with them 100% of the time. And in my family, we have a saying, when you agree with someone 100% of the time, only one person's doing the thinking. You know what? That's the case there. And we've got to change that. Again, this isn't about Jeff Flake. He's just a symbol. He's an outward demonstration of the problem, which is good people go back and get lost in Washington, D.C. And we've got to get some people that are more more fundamentally rooted in business principles and in public service
principles. Okay, but let's talk reality now. Yeah. Jeff Flake is a well-known guy.
Yep.
He's part of the establishment. No question about it.
He is the establishment, yeah.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And there's good and bad to that, I mean, in the sense of elections. So he's going to get a lot of money contributed to his campaign just because he's an incumbent. And what are you going to do to overcome him in terms of fundraising? We've got about a minute before we have to take a break.
You know, number one, just work harder. Get out there, talk to people. And as the name ID goes up, we've done very well. When we first started running back a year ago and even up till February, we were down by 60 points. The latest publicly released poll is we're down by 12 points, and that was 3 weeks ago. This is a race. This is a horse race now. And we have a plan. I set out a plan a long time ago. We have a definite plan to go out and win this.
But you're not going to lose because there's no money there.
Correct.
Okay. So no matter what happens, you're going to be competitive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're in it to win it.
All right. We'll follow up on that. We're talking with Will Cardin, who's running for U.S. Senate and trying hard. This is Dennis Willinchek and Jack Willinchek, 1100 KFNX, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Imus in the Morning. Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX.
Hi, I'm Steve Cates, host of A Call to Rights here on KFNX. If you haven't heard our show every Saturday from noon to 2, you're missing out on the greatest in news, commentary, and guests discussing your rights under our Constitution. The latest updates on how to protect your rights from an out-of-control government. And you'll learn our most important motto, how never to be a victim. If you're concerned with the direction our country is going, tune in and learn how to help take it back. Take back your rights on A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates, Saturdays at noon on KFNX.
Did you know short sales can erase all home loan debt?
Don't walk away. Many banks and the government now pay sellers to complete short sales.
I'm Rick Elton.
And I'm Dave Elton. Elton Realty has served the Valley for over 15 years.
Every short sale is different. Outcomes are not guaranteed.
Call for a free consultation that best serves your situation and get a fresh start today.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318.
Or visit eltonrealty.com.
Did you know that more than 65% of corporations on the New York Stock Exchange are using barter? In fact, more than 470,000 companies in the U.S. participate in barter. What do they know that you don't? Think you know barter? Think again. With Premier Barter, the Valley's fastest growing and most business-friendly barter company, you can gain access to a network of more than 40,000 companies. Through Premier Barter, you can expand your customer base and generate barter dollars, which can be spent through hundreds of companies locally and thousands of companies nationwide. Almost anything you can think of, things you're currently buying for cash, can be acquired with barter. Visit www.premierbarter.com. It will be the best business decision you ever make. 602-470-8020. That's 602-470-8020. More than 470,000 companies in the U.S. participate in barter. What do they know that you don't? Call Premier Barter today. That's 602-470-8090. PremierBarter.com.
Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX.
I try to sleep, they're wide awake, they won't let me alone. Dennis Willinchek and Jack Willinchek on Legalese. We're back and we're talking with Will Cardin, who is a candidate, a serious candidate for U.S. Senate. I might not have said that a while back, Will, but you're right. Things are looking good. I see the numbers jumping, and there's a groundswell, and you're in striking distance for a guy, you know, with a guy that has a lot of name recognition. So you're out there, you're getting your name out there, you're putting ads on TV, you're deflecting all these negative ads that are coming up, and you're doing great. So let's focus. We have another, you know, 10, 15 minutes here. Let's focus on some of the other items that you want to accomplish when you're back there. You've talked about the job situation, economy, certainly a priority, the border we've discussed. And one of the things that I know is dear to your heart is how to shrink government and, again, how to bring some of this crazy, size of the government that's just grown exponentially down to something that's realistic and bring back more power to the states. I know that's something that's near and dear to your heart, right?
It is very near and dear to my heart. I've dealt too much of my life dealing with government bureaucracies, and it's time to have some sunset clauses on agencies.
Yeah.
It's time to have some review.
How about the tax code? Is that one that eliminate a lot of people?
It sure is. We're not competitive globally because of the tax code right now. So if you're a business person, you figure out where else to go do business.
It really is. I mean, you know, when you have even people who don't have any money telling you, like we have people on staff at the office coming in telling me that they have this, they're doing short sales, they got phantom income, they got to declare tax. These are people that can't afford to have the home in the first place. Now they got to pay tax on the fact that they have phantom income, supposedly, because they did a short sale to get out of the house honorably.
And they've got to pay now to have someone go through their taxes because they certainly can't understand the tax forms and the complexity of that.
It's really craziness. That has to come down to something realistic.
It does. And we need to get rid of these new regulations like Obamacare. I sure hope the Supreme Court does the right thing tomorrow and strikes that all down. The whole thing needs to be stricken down.
You know, I hear you. I don't know if I have as much confidence that they're going to do that, having looked at what they did with this SB 1070. It was kind of a weird deal.
It was. The SB 1070 came out different than what I would have predicted. But
yeah, certainly from the arguments.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're stuck with that, so there it is. Not much to do about it. On the other hand, you as a potential congressman, senator, if you will, do get to make law, and the Supreme Court can't sometimes do much about that. I'm declared unconstitutional, but you can go back to the drawing boards and try to clean it up federally. What has to happen federally in terms of immigration, or does anything have to happen federally?
Yeah, based on the ruling that just happened and what the executive branch just did, everything has to happen federally.
That's true.
And they need to come in and quit talking about it. You know, we've had people who've been in office lots of years who haven't done anything about it.
What do we do about it? You're right. The court ruled that the states are essentially preempted, that it's an exclusive thing for the federal government to deal with. Well, what are they doing about it?
What they need to do, and you can do this in short order, having been down to the border several times and visited with a lot of different people who live there, border patrol agents, local sheriffs, everything else, first thing you have to do is put more troops on the border. If you're going to get serious about it. Second thing you have to do is finish building a fence, a virtual fence, a physical fence, two fences, whatever it takes to make sure that you can control your border, so that we're not going to seal the border, but we are going to control it.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing you have to do is give funds and give the tools to local law enforcement officials that are required by federal mandate to do certain things, yet don't get paid by the federal government. We got to get the federal government. If you're going to mandate something, pay for what you mandate. The fourth thing is we've got to shut off the magnet. We have to enforce, and this was a really sad thing in the state, we have to enforce the law on employers and on people here who are breaking the law. They're doing just as bad a thing by attracting and having a magnet on. And when one business obeys the law and the other one doesn't, the other one that doesn't gets a competitive advantage, that's not right. That's, again, we're a country based on the rule of law. If you want to change a law, change the law.
No, I take it by what you're saying that if somebody wants to be here, and of course all our ancestors came from somewhere else.
That's right. We're all immigrants here.
Right. So
legal immigrants.
Right, legal immigrants. That's what I was getting to. So if somebody comes from Mexico, just like any other country, whether it's Europe or whatever, and wants to be here, you're not opposed to that, obviously.
Oh, no. I encourage that. There are 4.5 million people legally waiting to come in this country, and that system's broken. And we got to get government, frankly, away from administering that system. They're incompetent in that. I love Newt Gingrich's proposal of letting Visa, American Express, and MasterCard take care of any guest worker program or anything else. I made a charge the other day for $5, and it was someplace in Nebraska, and I got a call 30 seconds later.
Really?
Saying, we think you have a fraudulent charge. There's just no comparison. Mm-hmm. Between having private industry do that, and they can do it.
Yeah.
And we need that. This is a country built on immigration, and we continue. It's a lifeblood of this country, but legal, not giving up our principles in order to have.
Would you advocate any restrictions on people if they wanted to come over here legally? I mean, just walking over the border?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
What kinds of restrictions?
I think you have to take care of your citizens first. So, you know, number one, if Americans are going to do a job, there's no reason to have a guest worker program if Americans doing the job. We need to have people when they have background checks when they come over. We don't want to get a bunch of criminals here. And we're seeing a lot of that. You know, by the way, Dennis, I'll go off topic bit here. When I go out into – this is not an issue of race or creed or color either. I go and I talk to a lot of Hispanics. I speak Portuguese fluently and Spanish semi-fluently. And as I go out and talk to people – legal Hispanics are more upset about the illegal immigration problem than others because if you think about it, the criminal element comes into their communities, and when you're not legal, all of a sudden you refuse to talk to law enforcement officials, so the criminal element is allowed to flourish and grow. And if you're legal, you sit there and say, wait a second, my community's going down the tubes because all these people are breaking the law.
Dilutes,
I'm not going to let that happen.
It dilutes the fact that you are legal and you made the effort and everything else.
That's right.
Hey, by the way, didn't Spain play Portugal today in the
In the Europe
Soccer.
Cup or whatever it is? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see who won that, but you're probably conflicted on that, right? Because you speak Spanish and Portuguese.
I'm not conflicted. I went on a Mormon mission to Portugal, northern Portugal. So
I see.
Go Ronaldo.
I figured that. Interesting language, by the way. Did you once speak Portuguese, Jack?
Do I? No.
No, I thought you once were studying it.
No, it's a very difficult language. It sounds, to me, it sounds like Russian.
Você fala português?
No. I could say no.
De vez em quando você deve falar em português. É uma língua bonita.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Well, you speak Spanish. Close. But actually, they're not close.
No, they are.
Are they?
They're very close, yeah.
Interesting. So how long have you been in Portugal?
2 years. 2 years in Portugal, lived 3 years in Brazil. By the way, on immigration, I'm the oldest of eight, have six adopted brothers and sisters, five are Brazilian.
Wow.
So I've had to go through the legal immigration system five times.
How did that happen? Is that because you were over there? Or is that
Yeah, I lived in Brazil from when I was 8 to 11 years old.
So you introduced them to your parents who adopted them?
No, I didn't introduce them. I was a kid. We had a lot of kids come through our family there, and my mother was very helpful in placing a lot of kids with a lot of different families.
Interesting.
And I have five brothers and sisters.
Do they live
here
in Arizona?
Got stuck. They do.
And they're legal?
They're all legal. All legal live here in Arizona. One of them graduated from Columbia.
Wow.
The other one, husband, graduated from Thunderbird. The other one,
they're all
very productive members.
Of course.
Again, it's just like everything else. This is legal immigration is not an issue of race. We need to become the melting pot we were before, not a tossed salad.
That's good. I like that. Have you been down to Mexico?
I have, yes. Yeah, lots of times.
Yeah.
And I think we need to help. Mexico's going to be our neighbor forever. We've got to be good partners with Mexico and lift them so that across the way, help them fix their problems or allow them to fix their problems.
Well, you know, while
so
we're
the people
on that,
will stay there.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point while we're on that. Since you are a businessman and that's something that you're proud of and running on, what can we do with Mexico to help in terms of business? There was talk about, you know, lots of business with Mexico, the Arizona-Mexico Commission, all this. What's going on? Are we doing a lot of business in Mexico? Factories down there?
Yeah, they're our largest trading partner for the state of Arizona. And what we can do is enforce our laws here. What we can do is solve our problem. Make sure, you know, you don't clean up your neighbor's house until you clean up your own house first.
Right.
The first thing we do is clean up our own house. And then once we clean up our own house, then we can start doing lots of different things, I think. And that will help them solve their problem. When they don't have – you got to think of it from their side too. If you go down to the Mexican towns right now, those drug lords and the cartels are wreaking havoc on border towns.
Well, they're wreaking havoc with guns sold to them by the federal government. While we're on that, and again, we only have 2 minutes, but I can't pass that up again because I didn't give you a chance to address that. If you were in Congress today, what would you be doing about Eric Holder?
Eric Holder would be definitely to have impeachment charge. He ought to be gone.
Yeah. How does he survive? I mean, I don't see
I don't know, and I don't understand why they're hiding him and what they're doing. We need transparency. We need people to stand up and be accountable. If you would have done anything comparable to that in the private sector, you would have been gone within minutes.
Yeah.
And to have someone hanging on like that who is obviously just –
Well, it's like, you know, the thing with Gonzalez, you know, under the Bush administration, he resigned. I mean, I don't know why this guy's hanging on. I think he's hanging on to hide all these documents, but he's not producing any of them. And then the president issues an executive privilege, which is outrageous.
Again, you go to Washington, you lose your sensibility. You get addicted to power.
If that's changed, then, you know, gosh, I don't know. But you are going to bring change, and I'm going to give you our last minute or so to tell us why people should be voting for you in the primary as opposed to Jeff Flake, Will Cardin.
In the Republican primary, and that's really the election for this Senate seat this year, we need business people, outsiders, and consistent, reliable conservatives.
All right. Will, we appreciate you being on. We're going to have you on again as many times as we can, and that you'll suffer us. But we appreciate it. We want you to get elected. You're a good guy, and hope all our listeners follow you.
Honor's all mine. Thank you, Dennis. Thanks for all you do.
How do they get you on the internet?
To go to the website, willcardon.com. W-I-L-C-A-R-D-O-N.
All right, it's a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dennis.
Take care. Be good.
Nothing more desirable and rare than a piece of vintage jewelry.
I couldn't agree more.
And for the finest collection and lowest prices in estate jewelry, shop London Gold.
Classic watches with diamond bezels, elegant designs in precious stones, diamond rings, bracelets, earrings.
Ageless designs from the world's iconic designers. Names you know. Purchased from estates, their luster restored, and placed on sale at remarkable prices. London Gold is also the name you know and depend upon for the finest in today's jewelry. If you're looking for an engagement ring, then London Gold is your first stop. We sell diamonds around the world, and when you buy from us, not only will you get the diamond she'll love, but you'll pay the very same direct diamond dealer price. So for the latest in today's jewelry,
or estate jewelry,
shop London Gold with 3 Valley locations, Arrow Head, Chandler, Scottsdale,
or online at londongold.com.
London Gold, it's the best.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cape Creek, Phoenix, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. KFNX News.